back to the Jeff Paul Show at FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, we're getting our next guest here. I know he's a very busy day ahead of him down here in Mobile, about to head north. United States Senator Doug Jones. Senator, how are you this morning?
Good, Jeff. How you doing, buddy?
You know how it is. Just surviving the dream, I suppose. what are you hearing out there?
Lots of folks voting, Jeff. I mean, it's just kind of like the early voting that we've had, which I think sends a great message to folks in Montgomery that folks want easier access to the ballot box than they've had. And I think, you know, what we're seeing early on, a lot of long lines out there, a lot of enthusiasm, and that's a good thing. I mean, we're going to have a record turnout, and anytime you have a record turnout, that's a good thing for democracy.
How you feeling about you put in a lot of work here? You know, your ads are everywhere. Your signs, particularly in Mobile and Old Shell Road, are everywhere. You feel like you gave it your best effort?
Well, you know, look, we've been doing this. We've been representing the people of Alabama for the last 2.5, almost 3 years now. That's been the effort. The effort has been about One Alabama and trying to represent all folks. It's not just been about a campaign and 30-second TV ads. It's been about building a record for education and for veterans and for leading in healthcare and doing all those things I think the people of Alabama sent me there to do, to get things done, reaching across the aisle, working with folks from both parties, getting things done. That's what this campaign has been about. It's been what my whole time in the Senate has been about. So we feel real good.
How does this match up to where you kind of were at this moment in 2017? You're in the middle of a Senate election, and it's a big moment. Are there any similarities? Is there anything you can kind of take from that experience?
Yeah, I mean, look, for me, there's a ton of similarities. I mean, the similarities are that in the last couple of weeks of the election, we saw a surge in interest in the race in 2017. We're seeing that here. We're seeing an interest and focus on the issues as much as anything else, and we're seeing a lot of interest from people that are crossing over, that are splitting tickets, that have not voted for a Democrat in a long time, but have looked at my record, seen what I've done, and have going to split that ticket. They may still vote, you know, the straight Republican ticket, but they're going to split it and come down there and vote for Doug Jones. We're in a lot of those stories, and I think it's really a reflection of the fact that we're moving in a different way, Jeff. We're moving in a different way in this state, and people tend to reject all of the hate and the divisiveness and I just got to say the outright lies that have been thrown against me. People just don't like that.
Are you hopeful? I mean, I guess you are. You're here. You are talking to me, but it does seem like maybe there's a little more enthusiasm for the Democratic candidate in a statewide election, maybe more than I've seen, maybe going back the last couple of decades.
Well, there's no question, but it's because people started focusing on the real issues, Jeff, the kitchen table issues. You know, there are people that still have the social issues that divide us, and those folks, you know, I respect everybody's opinions on those issues, but people see through. When folks get on there and say Doug Jones is a socialist, they understand that I've won those awards from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. When folks get on there and say he's anti-gun, they really have seen the work, and they know that I'm a Second Amendment guy, and I've got a gun safe full of guns, and I'm a hunter and a shooter. When they say that I'm expressing support for lawlessness and looting, they know better than that. Folks see through that kind of garbage, and I think they reject that. And they have seen the record that we've done for our veterans and our military, our teachers, our healthcare workers. And so, you know, people in Alabama are a lot smarter than you give them credit for. And I don't think that Tuberville has really given people in Alabama very much credit with the kind of just outright false campaigns that he's run against me. And I think people see through that.
Was it real shot in the arm? It looks like your campaign, and maybe it's a Democrat Party thing statewide, that really got the vote out, got the early vote out, let's say, and really worked hard to capitalize on getting people, you know, to go ahead and get that absentee ballot filled out. Do you think that is going to be a play into, you know, whatever tally you have this evening?
Yeah, no, I don't think there's any question about it. I mean, but it really is sending a message, Jeff. I mean, even though those folks that stood in line at the courthouses had to go through a cumbersome absentee ballot process, They did it, and they want to send a message to Montgomery. This was not just about a pandemic and COVID. This is about easy access to the ballot box. We're going to see record numbers in part because of the enthusiasm in this election, but also because of early voting. And that's what we need to be striving for in Alabama. We don't need to make it harder for people to vote. We need to make it easier to vote. And I think that's a pretty strong message. And I'm real proud of the party for the way they did that. You know, you and I have talked about this, Jeff. We just need competitive two-party system. We need people competing for ideas and on issues, those kind of things. And you do that with a competitive two-party system. I had to stand up to my party and the leadership in the party to get those changes necessary. But it was worth it. It was well done. And I think we're going to be positioned going forward to compete. And that's what you want in a state, just to compete.
You know, is it a fair statement to say that we're really starting to see we're starting to see some changes in the Democratic Party coming out of that leadership change from Nancy Worley to Chris England?
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, look at what all the party is doing now. Look at all the young people that we have added to this. And again, it's about ideas. It's about hope. It's about dreams. It's about working for people of Alabama. They're not going to be the divisiveness. You don't hear the Democratic Party talking about us versus them. You don't hear me on any of my TV ads talking about us versus them. It's all about us. It is one Alabama. It is all about us. And we will compete for those ideas. We'll compete for those votes. We're not going to turn the state blue, Jeff. You know that. But we just need to compete. We need to make sure that folks don't take other people's votes for granted, so that if they get elected, that they're just going to forget those who did not vote against them. I haven't done that. You and I have talked about this, Jeff. You know I haven't done that. And that's the way that every public official ought to see their offices.
Senator, I know you're very busy. Just real quick before we let you go here, tell us if people still out there making up their mind. They're about to go head out, go wait in line, go vote. Make a closing argument for them.
Well, you know, look, I do hope people will look at my record. It truly has represented everybody. We've traveled around the state. We have been there, and we have done the things, and we've taken it back from Washington with us. Again, it's veterans and the military tax. It's helping the folks down in Mobile with the reef fishing. It's helping with the Modern Fish Act. It's doing those kind of things to modernize our military. It's doing the kind of things that we've done to help manufacturing in the state and help businesses. That's why I got that small U.S. Chamber of Commerce award, because of a pro-business record, because I know that pro-business is also pro-worker, and pro-worker is pro-business. And I hope folks will just not listen to the 30-second TV ads of the lies that have been thrown at me and take a quick look at the record. And know this, I have voted with Senator Shelby almost the exact same percentage as I voted with Senator Schumer. I have voted for 70% of President Donald Trump's judges. And Jeff, you mentioned something the other day when I got off the phone about that I'm no Joe Manchin. Well, my buddy Joe Manchin and I have voted together over 90% of the time. That's reflective of Alabama values. I was born and raised here in Alabama, lived here all my life, and I know Alabama, and I know our values. I didn't just move here 18 or 19 months ago to just run for the U.S. Senate. I'm here for you.
Senator, best of luck to you today, and thanks for making time for us this morning.
You got it, Jeff. Anytime. I appreciate you having me on today and all the times we've talked in the past.
All right, man. Well, hopefully we can do it again real soon. Senator Doug Jones, ladies and gentlemen, looking to get reelected and capitalize on what he did in 2017.